You're listening to Spokespeople.
Hi, this is Sarah.
And this is Emma.
And this is our podcast of the true stories told live at our monthly storytelling events in San Francisco.
This story, told by George Brown, came from our May 2012 show, Mistaken Identity.
Enjoy the story.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
This is my first night in San Francisco. ever. Yeah, my story actually brings us back to the Eastern Shore of Maryland. I just graduated from college, and I got my first job working in outdoor education, teaching kids about science and nature out in the woods, which was great. It was really a fantastic job, and I'm still doing it. It's what brought me to San Francisco, was visiting friends from there. And while I was there, you know, being an outdoor school, being where we were, this place was run literally by a bunch of ex-hippies, which was fantastic in a lot of ways. And in one way, it made it really awkward for me. Because one of our bosses, one of our these ex-hippies, was a guy named Pete. And Pete, it turns out, is a very, very nice guy, very generous and open. But when I first got to this place, I didn't know who he was. He was kind of this mystery man. Nobody actually knew what he did for his job. He would disappear in his office, come out, do this weird glazed smile at you, and then go about his day. One of the more recent employees here even suggested that he had a weird Freaky Friday situation with his dog, Chester, because this old dog... It wanders around the campus and is very aware of what's going on, and his owner just kind of wanders about and smiles at people. So that is who I knew, this mystery man who just kind of smiled. And when I first got to this place, I was told by the employees that had been there that Pete never gets your name right. He doesn't even bother to memorize anybody that works there, doesn't know anybody's names. He just kind of says hi, and he's a nice guy. But don't expect him to know you. And so I was very surprised one day when I was greeted with a, "Hey, Stuart." He had a voice like that, very monotone. And my name is George. In case, yeah, you missed the introduction. I'm not used to having my name switched up. There really aren't abbreviations for my name that people can call me, and I'm like, oh, I don't really like when you call me Gio. That doesn't happen. So I've never had that situation before. George is normally very easy to remember. But he came up to me and with 100% confidence said, "Hey, Stuart." And me, having the first job I've ever had outside of college, about a month in, not really knowing this guy, he just kind of stares at you and gives you your paycheck. And, you know, I was a little bit afraid. And so I just said, "Hey, Pete," and kept walking. And unfortunately for me, Pete was very happy that he had memorized my name. And so every time I happened to see him as he wandered across the campus, he'd go, "Hey, Stuart." And I'd go, "Hey, Pete." And eventually this became, as with all things in the outdoor ed and camp industry, this became common knowledge that I was being called Stuart. It actually turned into a name that the kitchen staff would use when I messed up. We had great kitchen staff, like very friendly and nice, but if they were working, you were out of their way. And if I was wandering in with a stack of plates a little too late, I got yelled at with a, "Stuart, you're in the way. Stuart, get out of here." Or just, "Stuart." And so this went on for a long time. It went on for much, much longer than it should have. But again, I didn't know Pete very well. I didn't feel like I should have corrected him. And at this point, now that I knew I could have back then, I couldn't now. And so this was a, It was being discussed one day in the staff lounge, the fact that I was being called Stuart, and that there isn't even a Stuart on the list of employees' names. I don't even know where he got it from. This conversation was happening as he walked through the door, and he kind of just looked at me and said, "Your name's George?" I said, "Yeah, Pete, I'm George." He goes, "Oh," and walked into his office. And the next day, I see him, and he goes, with a grin that I'd never seen before, "Hey, Stuart." And so from then on, he wasn't just happy to know one of his employees, he was happy to have an inside joke with me. And Stuart, as the wrongful acting name that I would get, lived on until I left. Thank you.
Thanks, Stuart.
You mean George?
Oh, right. Thank you, George Brown, for telling that story. And thank you to Chris Koster, Ian Metzer, and Emily Gazzardi for all your help with the show.
If you like this story, join us for our monthly live show in San Francisco. Learn more by visiting spokespeople.org. That's spokespeople.org.
Or find us on Twitter and Facebook.
Thanks for listening.